From the album entitled Eliminator. That was ZZ Top.
It was named after a car, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, they all were, actually.
Yeah.
Eliminator, Afterburner, the other one.
After great car.
Recycler. Recycler was another one.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there was one called Recycler. Eliminator, Afterburner, Recycler. Yeah.
That's now they're releasing a new album.
They're releasing a new one. Oh, there was also Antenna, but I don't think that was named after a car.
Oh, okay.
Antenna, yeah. It was a good album.
Part of the car.
Yeah, well, part of the car anyway. The most important part of the car, I mean. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not radio.
No radio, señor. ZZ Top, of course, one of the great Texan bands of all time.
Yes.
Yes. ZZ Top. Yes, yes. Yes, the band who wants to be the first residential band on the moon.
Well, so they should.
So they should, yeah. Because they're way out there, man. They're great. They're cool. Yeah. Hip and groovy and funky. Backman Turner Overdrive before that, they're pretty cool. They're from Canada though. I ain't seen nothing yet. Flash in the Pan, they're Australian, with Down Among the Dead Men. Groundswell, they're another Australian band with Gone Bye Bye. Lisa Edwards with Cry and Human League at the top of that set with Don't You Want Me. Shall we do this thing about Michael Jackson now, get it over and done with?
Yeah, okay.
Like, we'll do this thing about Michael Jackson. In New York recently, Michael Jackson has made a public appearance, or in fact his first public appearance since the much publicised divorce with Lisa Marie. Is it Lisa Marie?
Yeah.
It is Lisa Marie. I thought it was Priscilla. No, hang on. Lisa Marie. Priscilla was... She was the wife. Okay. Okay, Oh, it says he Lisa Marie anyway. Duh. Yeah. So Michael Jackson has made a public appearance since the first time he broke up with Lisa Marie.
Yeah.
But he's got apparently a new piece of jewellery attached to him in the form of an unknown woman with what has been classed here as a Don Juan hairstyle.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting hairstyle.
Yes. They went to a Motown restaurant, and Michael Jackson, being Michael Jackson, wanted sushi. So the restaurant went out of their way to truckload of sushi into the place so that he could have something to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, sorry, she's not working today.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, isn't that one of Prince's backup singers, sushi? speaking of that, the artist formerly known as Prince, or Taff Tap, or whatever, Taff Top, is it Taff Top?
Davo,
Taffnop, or whatever his name is, apparently is getting married. He's apparently marrying one of his backup singers called...
I feel sorry for her.
Called, I've forgotten her name. I think... I've just heard a voice from downstairs, Tony.
I've heard it too.
You heard it too?
Yes.
Jeez, I don't know. They never learn, these trainees. They really don't. I give up.
It doesn't matter.
Anyway, but apparently they ate the sushi and took off. A short stay.
Yeah. Oh, it's like they showed on the news, Michael Jackson, they've walked out of the court and everything.
Yeah.
Lisa Marie went one way and Michael Jackson went down, hugged a couple of kids, gave them a kiss and starts all over again.
Yeah, it's all over again, yeah, so it's gone. So the much publicised wedding in the Dominican Republic or wherever it was.
Yeah,
you know.
And I'd seen Elvis during the country western. He was running around town and I asked him.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was very upset, so much that he actually came out of his grave and come here.
Yeah, really? Really? Yeah. So he was so upset he decided...
He was so upset about Michael Jackson.
Oh, bang, I'll come up here and some balls, some steam here. Yeah.
And he quite enjoyed himself.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
I've seen him at the Oasis Hotel.
Actually, I think he plays bingo up where I work.
More than likely.
He probably does. He's probably undercover. He's an undercover Elvis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elvis, for gracing us with your presence. And I've seen him leave from the Oasis Hotel, flew away in the flying saucer.
Boom, boom. With Mulder and Scully chasing after him.
Yep.
Another thing we're doing tonight, folks, on this, even though it is my 400th show and all that sort of rubbish, another thing we're doing tonight, we started it last night, we're actually after a survey of listeners out there, and so if you do ring in tonight, if you just be so kind enough to give us a couple of details, just like your first name and all that and your age. Just your general comment of the show.
What you think of it.
Yeah, what you think of it, because, we sort of like there's some people out there who don't really think that, we don't have any... There are people out there who think that we have no listeners, and we just like to sort of like prove to them that we do have some listeners,
and to prove to them they actually like the show. They think that it's a load of bollocks.
Well, that's been put very
bluntly.
Very Yeah, that wasn't what I was looking for, yeah. So basically, folks, what we want you to do is when you ring up tonight and request your songs, just fill out, leave some details with the person, or the person might ask you some details or stuff like that. Even if you feel obliged, write in a letter or something, say what you like about the show, and or tell us what you want on the show.
Yes, I mean, we'll try and accommodate you.
We'll do whatever we can. I mean, we can't guarantee that we can sort of like fit in the Moscow Circus or anything like that, you know, and give you fireworks displays and stuff like that.
But in here's a bit hard.
Yeah.
We'll set a light to the roof.
Yeah, well, the elephant might be a bit hard too, getting up the stairs.
Oh, I don't know. We've had one in here once or twice.
Yeah.
The only thing is just getting it together to hold it.
Oh, yeah. And on that note, I think
flush.
On that note, I might just play a couple of promos and we'll be back with some more music.
Sometimes life can let you down, leave you feeling blue. And just when things seem at their worst, the sun comes shining through for you, the sun comes shining through.
When guide dog Wanchi lost his partner after more than 5 years working together, it seemed his career as a guide dog was over. And although life in the kennels was easy, Wanchi obviously missed the responsibility of being a guide dog. But he needn't have fretted. Out of the blue came 84-year-old James Gearing Thomas, a former RAF pilot who bred Labradors most of his life and missed them terribly. So now Wanchi has a new career as Sandy, the Pets' Therapy companion dog. You can help train more dogs like Wanchi or Sandy by sending your tax-deductible donation today to the Guide Dogs, P.O. Box 107, Milsons Point, Sydney.
The sun comes shining through for you, shining through for you.
Here is an important message from Mr. Ken Little, president of the Tamworth RSL sub-branch. The final date for inclusion of the names of ex-service people on the World War II honour roll is the 29th of February 1996. The names of former service people who enlisted in Tamworth and not in the environs will be inscribed on a memorial now being developed on No. 3 Oval, a federal government-sponsored memorial. Former World War II persons who enlisted in Tamworth should contact the Tamworth RSL sub-branch office with proof of service no later than the 29th of February. The Tamworth RSL sub-branch office is located in the RSL Club building in Cable Avenue. Phone 664008. This message from Mr. Ken Little, president of the Tamworth RSL Club, concerns the final date, the 29th of February, for inclusion of names of ex-service people on the honour roll now being constructed in the No. 3 Oval area.
Right, okay, it's roughly about a quarter to 7 here on 95.5 TFM, which means we're only about 15 minutes away from Jeffro's Sport Report.
Yep.
Yeah, so coming up later in the show, all sorts of funny things will be happening. We'll be doing flashes in the pan and playing lots more weird and wonderful wacky music.
Requests.
Right. Requests.
666-777.
Yeah, 666-777. This is Richard Pleasance. We have a track called Mythology.